Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
I love my country. I love the United States of America. The Japanese are just the coolest. I'm sorry. And that is not like a new opinion by me. They're just the coolest. And they're also the World Baseball Classic champions.
They love baseball.
Obsessed with baseball. Like 96% of the country watched the game last night.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really amazing.
And it's a 12-hour
time. 96% of this country can't get behind anything. Yeah. I don't even know how many people even watch the Super Bowl. Half? Yeah.
It's wild. So great job by Jake pulling a couple, multiple calls, including the Japanese call of Shohei Ohtani, striking out Mike Trout to win the World Baseball Classic last night. I mean, look, like, I'm not going to lie to anyone and be like, I watched a ton of World Baseball Classic. You put it up against the NCAA tournament, it's never going to have my attention. But watch the game last night. I don't want to say this was like Kobe and LeBron meeting in an NBA Finals or like Rodgers and Brady in a Super Bowl. Like, it's not that. And if people want to try to turn it into that. But it was pretty cool. Like, I want to stop short of saying it's one of like the all-time great moments. Like, I guess it's like kind of out of like a Disney movie, I guess. Like a bad Disney movie. With the angels in the outfield. That should be the new bad angels one. In the outfield. Like not a good Disney movie.
A bad one.
But I would say it's like,
you know, one of the crappy ones. You know, one of the ones nobody wants like to watch. Those ones.
Yeah. It's like a B+ like moment, like an A- sure. moment. It was really good. Like, I enjoyed it. Also, people are trying to turn it into like the seminal moment. And I don't think it's that. I'm sorry. This is just my opinion. I'm not saying that everyone has to feel the same way as me. Mike Trout's not that interesting. The Angels are not that interesting. For me, this was not like this seminal moment, but it was still pretty cool and kind of like a pretty dramatic way, Kent, and the World Baseball Classic. And also, we won our bet on Japan.
Yeah, I wish I'd bet more on them. I did it just to be like, well, whatever. I'm gonna end up watching at least part of this game. I didn't watch the whole thing. I was kind of flipping back and forth, to the NIT. So
you really only needed to see the end. Like, that was the dramatic part, was the end.
I was very and they spent. To be fair to, what was it, Davis and Smoltz called the game, right? Is that who called the game? So to be fair to that, they spent a large portion of the game in the middle innings talking about the strategy of when to put Ohtani in, and were like selling that this was possible, basically. So like, I feel like they, if there's one thing that at least the telecast nailed, it was like understanding how cool that would be, selling it for like an hour so that when it happens, it was like a really cool experience, basically. But I was talking to... my mother is visiting. I was talking to her about this. It was my mom was talking about this. And she goes, I was explaining like why this is interesting, basically. And like, you know, it doesn't happen that often. The professionals actually play. So it's not like the Olympics where like sometimes the pros don't play or whatever. I was like, you know, for America, like they didn't get perfect representation from all the people that play professionally, but the other countries do and they care a lot. And like, that makes it really cool. And I think it was my mom goes like, well, don't they have all-star games normally? Like, why is this like different than that, basically? And I go, well, that's like a really good question. I go, you actually hit on like the number one thing that I think people appreciated about last night, which is like, you know, we just had the NBA all-star game a month ago, right? Incredibly forgettable. And, you know, it's like, here's LeBron against Giannis, or here's LeBron against like Curry or whatever, but the stakes are zero. And the players aren't incentivized to try. So even though they face each other, it feels hollow, feels completely empty. And even though last night like isn't a World Series game, and it's not like the stakes are incredibly massive or something, and even in terms of like the reputations of the players or like how history will remember them, like a World Series game would be. Like that would be like literally the reputations of the players are at stake in that game. Even though it's not that, it was at least enough of that that it had a bunch of juice, basically. So like when Trout faces Ohtani, it wasn't like Trout faces Ohtani in a split squad game in like, you know, Palm Beach or something. It was like it felt like it mattered. And I feel like what basically that game was like what every All-Star game tries to be, basically. Like they managed to do it. What like every All-Star game tries to be, these kind of like not actually professional league like games that count. This achieved that, basically. So I almost, instead of trying to be like, it was this, you know, it's like as big as the World Series or bigger, or it was this like seminal moment in history, whatever. It was like a really, 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 really elevated All-Star game. And the only other comparison I would make to an event that matches it is there was and Bill will remember this probably, the Winter Olympics, like what was it, like 10 years ago or 8 years ago, which was basically referred to as like the greatest elimination hockey tournament in history. Because like
is this
all
the
of these
Oshii
pros,
tournament?
Yeah.
Like it the was Oshii, the, like, yeah. Against Russia?
Right. So it was the one that ended with Crosby against in overtime against the U.S. That one, right? Is it the same one? Right. So
I'm pretty sure it's the same one.
That was always referred to as like the hype going into that was like, all right, it's kind of like All-Star, but it's like elevated because they're playing for a gold medal, right? That's the only other event I can think of that felt like this, where you're able to replicate the stakes of the professionals without actually having the stakes of the professionals.
Well, I agree with you, and like I'll turn this into a betting conversation in a second. That's like the American viewpoint, which is our viewpoint, and it's our audience's right. viewpoint, so good to share it. Like Ohtani said after the game, this is like the best day of my life. Like right. I bet, and I don't know this for a fact, he basically said it. Like that meant more to Ohtani and like the Japanese team than like the Angels winning the World Series would mean.
Sure.
I think like, so you had the gravitas of other countries, and I'm not saying the American team didn't. Of course the American team wanted to win. I think it probably means more to other countries because we have Major League Baseball here. And I don't think I'm wrong about that. I guess I could be, but I don't think I'm wrong about that. And it was a really great moment, obviously, with Ohtani and Trout at the end. I want to give one shout out. I did this last week or like a couple weeks ago. Friend of mine, Matt LaSorsa is his name. His brother, Joe LaSorsa, pitched for Team Italy and was the guy that had all the strikeouts and was like all over social media for Team Italy. So great job by Joe LaSorsa and the Tampa Bay Rays minor system. Want to shout out Joe for a job well done. All right, Nick and Ken here. You better, you bet. Hour number one, wonderful Wednesday. Betting conversation now coming off the World Baseball Classic finale. It feels like the narrative is now with Ohtani, because you know how American, like the no hot take BS bets in sports is our slogan. Many other shows are, here is just hot take BS. You're just going to get nothing but hot take
copious
BS.
Copious amounts of hot take BS. As much as you like to say, as much as your little heart could desire.
As much as your little heart could desire. If people cared about baseball the way they cared about other sports, you almost like couldn't script a better hot take like event then Ohtani v. Trout, where it's like, if Trout homers in that moment, Trout is forever better than Ohtani, and Trout's the best player in the world. But since Ohtani struck Trout out, there are people saying, like, Ohtani is the best player in the world now because he struck Trout out, and that's the end of it. It's a done deal. And the hype for Ohtani, and, like, probably deservedly so, because I think he's the best player, and I'm not, like, a huge baseball guy. It's my opinion. Also, like, I love Japan, so, like, maybe that plays into it, right? But how is Ohtani not the best player? And the baseball season starts in 8 days. It starts next Thursday. Shohei Ohtani right now, Ken, is the, as you might imagine, is the favorite to win American League MVP. Won it 2 years ago, didn't win last year. It took 62 homers from Aaron Judge for Ohtani to not win. Ohtani is plus 200 to an American League MVP. He's 10-1 to an American League Cy Young, the fifth or sixth choice on the board. There is also a bet offered at the King of Sportsbooks, BetMGM. Ohtani or Trout to win MVP at plus 115 against the field, minus 150. So with Ohtani, like hype, like reaching overdrive like a year ago, probably. I don't even know what this is, like super duper overdrive right now. And the season rapidly approaching. I don't know if that price is going to get shorter. Like, can it get shorter? But I feel like a lot of people are going to want to bet Ohtani. So, Ken, what do you think about Ohtani's price right now? MVP plus 200, Cy Young at 10-1, and maybe like the Ohtani Trout combined bet to get the two best players in the world both play on the same team.
Yeah, so I want to preface this by saying, like, have not done my completed work on baseball awards that I'll bring into the start of the season to bet as we go. And we had a bunch of success betting a bunch of things last year in these markets. So I haven't done, like, the full workup on everything. But I don't think you have to answer these questions, right? Because it's the top of the list. It's the straightforward guys. It's not like we're trying to, you know, dig for some long shot price that's going to improve the first month of the season. The way I would frame it is, Ohtani is always going to be the best player in the league as long as he plays. He will always be the best player. That won't be the argument. He will always be the best player. Everyone will acknowledge that he is the best player. Honestly, not totally dissimilarly to how everyone acknowledges, like, Giannis is the best player in the NBA. And yet Giannis, like, stopped winning MVPs. Like, that happened. And it's because, like, the way the NBA awards function, like, you sort of have a window where you win and then everyone's on to the next thing. And Ohtani won one. And then Aaron Judge won with like a historic home run season for a team that was really good. So last year, Ohtani was still the best player by all measurement, basically. And when you obviously count the fact that he pitches and hits and combine those statistics. And it took, as you said, it took like a historic season from the best hitter on a team that won a ton of regular season games to beat him, and his team, it took his team also being atrocious for that to happen. So it took all of those things for him to not win. What happens if just like some of those things happen? How does he not just like smoke everybody, basically? That's like what I'm like when I looked at this market already a while ago, because Ohtani is such a unicorn player, it just piques my interest. We don't see players in awards markets that do this crazy stuff sometimes, like kind of break the rules of the sport almost in terms of how we handicap awards. I don't ever want to be against him this year, because like his team was awful. A player like broke the AL home run record on a team that won a million games. All of those things had to happen for him to not win. What if it's like a little just closer to the middle? Like, what if the Angels are a little bit better? And
like, what if Judge hit 55?
Right. What if Judge only hit 55? Whoever the player is this year, what if Julio Rodriguez hits 53 or something like that? And the Mariners are like, and the Mariners don't win 100 games. The Mariners are a wild card team. You know, like, what if everything's just a little closer to the middle? How does Ohtani not just win? How does that not just happen? He will have like the highest WAR combined by any player unless he gets hurt. You know, I guess you could argue, like, I don't know if the wear and tear of the World Baseball Classic will have some residue into the start of the season. I guess that's possible, but I'm also not betting on him or against him. Last year it was easy to see when we got to the second half of the season, it was very unclear, like even in June, July, but once you got into August and you're just listening to the voters, it was like pretty clear that this was going to happen. And when we get to this year, I don't think that's going to happen. I think like, it's just, there's an acknowledgement that he's the best. I think it would take all of those things happening again for him to not win. Or him getting hurt. It would take one of those two things, him missing games or like an identical setup, historic season by another player on a really good team when he's on the worst team, anything in the middle. And I don't know what like the logical case would be for him not to win again, even with like voting involved and people involved.
Is it worth the bet? Whether Ohtani plus 200, if you want to get Trout also in plus 115.
I'm not interested in Trout at all. The case for Trout is like Ohtani probably has to get hurt in order for that to happen. And it could hurt Ohtani. Remember, Trout missed all those games last year.
In which case they're winning 60 games. In which case they're going to win 65 games, and he's not going like to win because of that.
I guess you worry a little bit about them like kind of like cannibalizing each other from a voting standpoint, because they both play for the same team, and it's like, all right, well, like maybe some people will pick Trout and some people will pick Ohtani, but I don't.
But no.
Ohtani struck him out.
It's over.
so it's just done. It's just settled. But like realistically, like logically, I don't even know if that's going to happen here, because Ohtani's so different than Trout. Like they're just not even the same. I mean, they play baseball, but they don't even play baseball. Like not even the same thing, both of them. So I'd be worried about teammates like kind of taking each other's votes, but I think Ohtani's just so different. I don't even know if that would happen. And Trout's won four AL MVPs or something like that. I don't even know if that's necessarily going to happen here. So now your question of like, do we want to bet on him? Okay, like the reason you make a bet before the season is you think the price is really likely to improve in your favor early in the season. There's usually like just a lot of resistance to like early pricing in a range that would make this bet valuable. Like, so, okay, the season starts whatever in 8 days. Let's just say it starts April 1st, just as like a ballpark. Good word choice. So like, let's say April 1st, the season starts. Okay, like April 15th, he's even money. I don't think so. Like that seems pretty unlikely. Like April 15th is minus 115 tax day. Like May 1st was it? What is he? I think he's just going to stay in. I think literally think he's going to stay in this range or a little, like the price will improve a little bit for like a month, and it'll never get out of this range. That's the other thing. Like we learned this last year, even when Judge was like starting to kind of like surpass him or they were starting to be the same. There was like never a point where it's like, oh, Ohtani 10-1. Like it just never happened and it's never going to happen. So like, I think he becomes like a really tough player to bet in these markets to time or to like figure out what to do with. I just think he's like, the market has him as a really likely winner even before the season starts. And I think I just agree, but I'm definitely not trying to fade him before the season starts. That's for sure.
True or false? Ohtani different, huffing face emoji.
Oh, big time. Yeah, absolutely. Who's is top, that the most top true? Three? Top three different.
He's one.
Huffing face.
He's number well,
I thought,
one. Right?
I thought Kyrie was one. Different. I thought Kyrie was Kyrie different.
Well, yeah. He's different in like other ways.
Right. Does Ohtani believe that the world is like a sphere? Because that's gonna be problematic.
like Ohtani just like wants to win.
Then he's then he not games. Different. He's the best. Then he the same.
Then I guess he's the same. Coming up next, basketball betting breakdown from last night. We'll talk Paul George's injury in the LA Clippers and more.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.